Coach hasn't changed the schedule for the most part. Especially, it's been pretty consistent. I think the schedule's run pretty well. I think we've worked every couple weeks and then gotten a break off that for the off-season program. And now we've been the last 3-4 weeks in this OTA schedule, which is not bad. 3 days a week isn't bad. And then after tomorrow's the last day for that, and then we're on Monday to minicamp. So it's not that bad. It is a long off-season. So, I think towards the end, guys are kind of looking forward to that little break to be able to do some things on their own, which I think is important to get ready for training camp. But you got to finish through.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know a lot of. I don't know what time the flight is. I don't remember the time of the flight, but there is a flight on Wednesday getting out. Where I think majority of guys will shoot out, but it's just a time to kind of get away for a couple of days and then get back into work on your own.
How important is next week when you've got to go over all these installations you guys are working on for weeks and make sure
that,
it's down before you come back to training camp, so you don't have to backtrack?
It's important. The way we look at it, though, mini camp is really no different from what we've been doing. It's actually a review of actually all the things that we've installed, because we basically have installed the whole offense throughout the OTAs. So it's really not that much of a difference. I don't think the pace should change. I don't think really the emphasis should change from that point. It's really just a cleanup. Let's just clean it up. However many practices, it is an opportunity just to fine-tune those things.
Hey, Ron, you are in a difficult contract situation, unusual contract situation. Any advice for Tremont or Tare for
do what they feel is best for themselves and for their situation. Each person's situation is different. I chose to do some things. I'm sorry. I chose to do some things maybe a little differently, but that was just me personally and how I felt like I could attack my situation. I trust Tremont. I trust Atari. I think the coaches do. I think everybody around this organization does. And the business aspect sometimes overrides what we do.
Ryan, you had a big year, over 1,200 yards last year. How are you feeling this year, and what are you looking to improve on?
Wonderful. I feel great. I'm feeling really good. Offseason went well. Everything's going well. Can't complain from a health stance. You just want to get better. Evidently, it wasn't enough because we weren't in the chip. So everybody on the team has to do more. We got to be more consistent. We got to definitely start off faster on all cylinders. So that includes me, absolutely. Start off better, be more consistent, and do more. Didn't get it done.
Will it be nice to get an offensive line settled early this year instead of having?
Yeah, I think that'll help. Same guys back, everybody's on the same page. I think we're already making strides, and we expect to start fast.
1,500 yards maybe this year.
That's the plan. That's the plan. I don't know how A-Rob feels about that, but that's the plan.
Right now, the stuff you're doing, is there much new for a guy like you? Or is the runs still the runs?
Little wrinkles here and there, but for the most part, we've been in this offense for a while, and this is my fourth year running this offense, so I pretty much had the foundation down, what they're looking for. You work on little things, you want to get better at certain things and improve on certain things, fine-tune, clean some things up, but for the most part, it's the same. Little wrinkles here and there, though.